to a special Pack Attack episode of...
Brutal Battle.
Yeah, so we haven't done a Pack Attack in a long time. I can't even remember how long it's been, although I know that this is the fifth one total, and I looked up, I didn't look at the date, but the last one we did was a pack by Avery Brewing.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Oh.
It was Trogues.
No, because that I rolled into, instead of having it as a Pack Attack episode, that was like just a solo me episode, like numbered mystery beers, because I didn't have another person on with it. So yeah, so you are right in a sense. It's just I didn't technically mark it as a Pack Attack,
because
it was just me. Yeah, it basically was. So yeah, so Trogues was the last one in that sense. So the reason we had kind of stopped with the whole Pack Attack thing is because I started seeing, and I think you did too, seeing a lot less beer packs out there. And also when you could find them, they had hoppy stuff in it and it was like way out of date code. So,
or they just didn't have any date code. And I was like,
Also a big problem, which reminds me. So I came across the pack we're doing today and I was like, oh, this is interesting. I want to do this. And I came across it when I was getting together the beers for our next decasode, which is for Rebecca's beach beer. We're going to find Rebecca's beach beer by tasting through 12 potential beach beers as our tournament. Idea compliments of Kyle Norman. So thank you, Kyle Norman. So I was at Wine World with Mike's help trying to figure out what beers to do. And then I just saw they had a lot of beer packs all of a sudden. So I was like, oh, I'm just going to kind of peruse, see what's out. And then I came across this beer pack we're doing in this episode. And I was like, I'm interested in potentially doing a pack attack. So that's why it's kind of resurrected now for this.
Well, summer's coming, you know, so I feel like people are more likely to buy packs at like the holidays and summer.
So there's also another reason that I'm doing this, and I will tell you later when we have more of an idea of what's going on. But we have 5 beers in front of us for this pack attack, which isn't there a question related to the fact that it's 5 beers?
5 times 2. This, something's not adding up.
Right. The math is off.
Yeah.
So how is it 5 different beers in one beer pack? Because it's usually 2 of each, or 3 of each, or 4 of each. But never... So I'll tell you what the mystery is. It's a 15 pack. It's a mixed 15 pack.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. That's the first time I've ever seen it. So I was like, and I didn't pick up on that at first because I pulled it out and I was looking at, I was basing it off the beers and I was looking at it and I'm like, there's 5 different ones. That's weird. And then Mike pointed out, he's like, it's a 15 pack. I was like, oh, okay. First time I've ever seen a 15
pack. 15 pack.
A 15 pack of mixed beers, that is.
Yeah.
I know for single beers, a lot of places are doing 15 packs. Like, I think Founders All Day IPA was one of the first, like, big ones that started doing 15 packs. But that's all one beer, so.
Okay.
But anyway,
let's get to drinking.
Yeah. We're not going to mess around much. So the first one looks like what? So obviously I know what this is. I'm still voting, but Rebecca's blind. Orange?
Yeah, yellowish orange. Pretty clear, a little haze.
Yeah, slight, but relatively clear. And what does it smell like, Rebecca? How does it smell?
I'm getting some, like, lemon peel.
Definitely. I'd 100% agree with that. And obviously, I'm letting Rebecca take the lead because I know what the beers are.
It smells like a little... Yeah. It smells like... Like, I'm getting some tartness.
Yeah. Very low, though, in my opinion.
Yeah.
It smells kind of clean.
It does smell clean. I'm getting, like, some wheat.
Yeah, it does smell wheaty. That's a good point. It smells refreshing to me, too. Mm-hmm. Like, that little bit of tartness with the cleanness comes off as very refreshing in the nose. But, yeah, I think you pretty much nailed it with the lemon peel.
And that's kind of, like, all I get. I went in for the taste. I like it.
It's really easy.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. It's super easy.
It tastes exactly...
Yeah, pretty much exactly like it smells.
Not as tart as I was getting on the nose.
No. It's so slight.
There is, like, there's a slight, right, tartness. I'm getting that Naked Cheerio finish on the end.
I was waiting for you to pick up on that because I got that immediately on my first sip. I mean, that's at the end of each sip, but as soon as I took my first sip and it got to the end of it, I was like, oh, the Naked Cheerio.
Yeah, it's like lemon Naked Cheerios. Nice.
It's light, it's refreshing, it's soft.
Yeah.
I like it. All right, so let's rate it. Because you know on these pack attacks, we go right down, boom, boom, boom. We rate them and reveal them immediately, so.
4.
You're going to 4 on that one? What would I give it? I do like this. This is nice.
Wait, so you reveal it now what it is?
Yeah.
So right now, I'll get to know what.
You'll know what the brewery is. Okay. So based off of this, while I formulate my number, why don't you take some guesses as to what
brewery. I have no idea. That's like.
Yeah. I'm not. Honestly, I don't think you would be able to figure that out.
I have no idea.
Do you have a guess on what style that is? That's a question.
No, I don't.
Yeah, I'm going to go 4 on this as well.
I mean,
it's solid.
It could be a wheat. It could be. I don't know.
I mean, you said you got wheat in the nose. Yeah. Did you get it in the flavor?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could go wheat.
Okay.
Like a fruited wheat.
Okay. All right. Well, I'll go ahead and reveal it. So, beer A, and we're going A through E since it's 5. Beer A is Jammer Goza.
Oh.
With sea salt and coriander. And this is by Six Point Brewery. And I think they're out of Brooklyn.
That's so funny. Okay, so
hold on real quick. They're out of New York somewhere, I know. Oh, actually, I didn't know this. Brooklyn, New York, and Memphis, Tennessee. Oh. I didn't know they had 2 locations, but now we know. And the ABV on this is 4. Yeah. 4%.
It's funny. When I took my first smell, I was like, coriander.
Oh, you thought that?
Yeah.
Why didn't you say it?
Well, I don't know, because then I was like, no.
You're second guessing yourself.
I was. Mm-hmm. I was like, no, I don't.
So I just threw it out there.
I know.
Just throw it out, man. Well, you might want to get some water before we move on.
Huh, that's not as salty as I like my Gozas.
But that's where a lot of that softness is coming from. You know, it's very soft because of that salt.
Yeah.
I didn't really pick up on the coriander, to be honest with it.
I did.
But this is a brewery, so obviously the whole pack is six point. This is a brewery that I feel like I want to do a proper showcase for them, and I know I've said that a few times, but eventually we'll get there. We have other ones that we need to get to that I already have the beers for, but I like this brewery overall, so this is another reason I picked this pack up, and I was like, let's do this. So overall 4, that's a good one for the Jammer.
This is all. Let's hoping for like their 4 beans. 6 beans?
They have a 4 beans and a 5 beans.
Maybe and then they have like 6 beans.
And then they have like barrel aged version.
Yeah.
Oh my god, that'd be an amazing pack.
I don't see any dark ones.
You know what would be amazing? A mixed pack of their 4 or 5 beans aged in different barrels.
Oh.
Like a rum barrel, bourbon barrel, whiskey barrel, tequila barrel, you know, brandy barrel.
We never did our narwhals.
Oh yeah. Well, we still have that to do. We can do that too.
Yeah.
That could be a pack attack, although no, not really.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll do that. All right, this beer B. Let's go. What does it look like?
Kind of looks like the first one, only more. I think it's more orange.
Yeah, it is a little bit more orange. I would agree.
What is that?
Whoa. Okay. Because I know what this is, I think the smell is accurate, in my opinion.
And so, like, once you know what something is, you're like, oh, yeah, duh.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So what do you get?
There's definitely a strong, it's hard because we have butternut squash roasting.
Yeah, you got to fight that.
I'm going to swell my arm.
Yeah. It's a good way to go. Oh, I know. Yep. It's so funny because when I know what it's supposed to smell like, I smell it and I'm like, yeah, that's totally what it smells like. But since you don't know, it's so much tougher.
It's a fruit, maybe blood orange.
It is citrus. It does smell citrusy. I agree with that.
Maybe pineapple.
I can see where you get pineapple, yeah.
That's not it, though. I feel like I haven't hit it. Right, it's not one of those two.
Like, it's a, I won't say. It's got a little bit, like, a really fast moment of, like, a fruit punch to me.
Yes, yes.
It's but very it, but it's fruity. Not. Yeah, it's like, oh, it's super
and I feel
fruity.
Like it's more like, there's a lot of, like, tropicality.
Sure. Yeah, I could see that.
Sure. See, sure. That's why I didn't want to say coriander.
I haven't been doing sure.
That's why I didn't want to say coriander, because then you were going to be like, sure. like, no.
But the thing but is, sure. I know what it is.
Sure.
When I reveal this, you'll probably be like, yeah. Okay. Then try it. Ooh. The tartness is up.
Definitely very tart.
I wouldn't say it's very tart. It's just in comparison to the jammer, it's much more tart than that. Because that jammer was just like the slightest tartness.
I'm getting lime.
Okay. Yeah. But it's kind of soft lime.
Mm-hmm.
It is like a quick hit of tartness, almost sourness. But then as you take more sips, it really calms down. Yeah.
I'm getting some salt characteristics on this. I feel like this also could be a Gozo.
Maybe. I do want to say real quick about the jammer, because the comparison between the two made me think back to the jammer. I felt like the tartness of the jammer and the refreshingness and the kind of the mouthfeel and everything reminded me of Sequench Ale by Dogfish Head.
The jammer?
Mm-hmm. Because I actually had one of those two nights ago. And they're kind of similar. Okay, so this one. So how do you feel about this beer B?
It's good. I like it. And you poured all of them, right? You poured
the whole
beer. So
you said
beer.
Lime on them. No, I didn't. Oh. So there's still a little bit left on all of them.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, there's a little in that jammer. Okay, so number.
I'm saying 4 again.
Okay. For me, it's different. No.
You going 3?
Yeah, I'm going 3. Yeah. I'm not that big on that, what you're saying is like a lime flavor. It's not bad, like it's fine, but I feel like it's a little over the top to me, where it kind of slightly reminds me of a cleaning product. You know what I mean? I don't know.
Sure.
It's not bad. I'll drink it. I like it. I just don't like it as much as the jammer, so I can't give it that 4. So that gets an overall 3.5. Still good. Any guesses on what this beer is?
I have no idea. Now that I know it's not the whole, I'm finishing now. Okay. Oops, sorry.
That's fine.
Ding-a-ling.
it's Citrus Jammer is the beer.
Interesting.
So it is also 4% alcohol. It's a Goza style ale with sea salt and the addition of lemon and lime juice. So you got the lime. Yeah, so it's a lemon lime Goza.
I think I did pretty well with that.
Yes, you did. You did well with the jammer too.
I was like, I think this isn't, yeah.
No, you did well with the jammer as well. So let's now see how you do with beer C.
Okay. I am already saying I think these might all be jammers.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we'll put that to the test. We'll see. What does this one look like in comparison?
It's kind of the same color. It's a little hazier, though.
Yeah, this is definitely hazier than the other two, but it looks similar. I'd say it's a little more on the orange than the yellow.
Yeah.
But yeah.
And
smell?
Smells like a creamsicle, like orange and vanilla.
Yeah, actually, it kind of does. It kind of does.
But it's like I feel like this might be more blood orange, darker.
Mm-hmm.
And or I feel like I'm getting, like, some raspberry.
Okay. Yeah, I can see where you're going there. There is more of a sweetness in there than I got from A or B.
Yeah, I'm not getting...
But it is citrusy.
Yes.
Yeah.
It smells good.
No, it does smell good. Is there anything else you get out of there?
No, I'm trying to... No, that's it.
And taste. Ooh. I quite
this
like
really
that.
Really nice.
That's ooh.
Is this another jammer?
This
could be, but it's not as. I'm not getting as much tartness or it's definitely soft,
mm-hmm.
like the jammer.
Yeah.
I'm not getting as much of, but I'm not getting any tartness. But it's, I like this, actually.
I do get a little tartness to it, but I will say in comparison to the first two, the fruitiness of it is more complex, mm-hmm. more full, and kind of just more interesting and yeah. balanced, because it's kind of like there's a sweetness, there's a tartness, there's a fruity, like, flavor. It's just like the yeah. full package, and it almost tastes a little lactose.
What I was thinking, because when I took my first sip and I said, like the creamsicle, I was like creamy, yeah. like lactose. Yeah.
It does have kind of like a creamy mouthfeel.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
I like this one the best for sure.
Yeah, this is good, good, good. Hmm. Yeah. That's,
okay.
That's so pretty tasty.
This is definitely a 5 for me.
That's a 5. I gotta do a comparison.
Oh, I should have kept some for comparisons.
You can sip a little of mine.
I mean, actually,
there is more.
Oh, that's true. I know this is a 5.
Literally, you can just pour more right there. That is good. I want to go... To be honest, I'm between a 5 and a 6.
Really?
Because I think this is really tasty. Because it's like, it's light and refreshing, mm-hmm. but is. Flavorful at the same time. And that little bit of, like, what we think is kind of lactose-y is really nice. It's...
This could be a beach beer.
And you just said something that is interesting.
Is this my tournament?
No, this is not your tournament. But this is the reason this is the pack attack before the tournament. Because here's an additional option for you. That's why I wanted to do this.
Oh, because this pack could be...
Yes. And we already have some.
That's true.
5 or 6. This is really hard.
I really like... Yeah, this is good.
I'm on 6. I'm going to do a 6, to be honest. I like it a lot.
Wow.
So that gives an overall 5.5. That is the leader. So recap, A, the jammer got a 4, B, the citrus jammer got a 3.5, and C, got a 5.5, the best, which I'm about to reveal. What do you think it is?
I don't know. It could be another jammer.
Could be another jammer, she says. Okay.
If it's another jammer, that means they're all jammers. It's a jammer, isn't it?
Tropical jammer.
Oh, so they're all jammers.
Maybe.
They are. Come on.
Okay. They're all jammers. Yeah. Yes. It is a jam pack. It is five different jammers. Do you see why I picked this out?
That's super cool.
I was like, that's awesome. So all the same base beer, just different stuff done to them.
So what's this one?
The tropical jammer is 4% once again. Goza style ale with sea salt and mangoes and pineapple. Yeah, mango and pineapple. It's really good. It's really, like, this is, I mean, hence I gave it a 6. How often do I give 6s out?
Yeah, it's good.
That beer's kick ass. This is, honestly, this pack's going even better than I expected.
Well, and all the cans are fun because they're similar pattern, but different colors.
And they all have, like, ocean waves on them?
Yeah.
In different colors. Yeah, like, the jammer's, like, a light blue, the citrus jammer's, like, a green, and the tropical's, like, a yellow.
I feel like I'm going to need to order one of those tall, skinny koozies.
Yeah, because much like a lot of 6-point stuff, they're 12-ounce cans, but they're the skinny, like, energy drink-looking cans, so...
Just like the Rosalie.
Yeah, the Rosalie by Firestone Walker. Yeah.
Which... I love.
It's good.
Okay.
All right. So
now that I know this is another jammer,
beer D, what does this look like?
This definitely has more of a pink.
Yeah, it's a little pinkish. Definitely the most hazy.
Yeah.
Of all of them. Yeah, this one's definitely the most hazy. And yeah, it's got like a pinkish.
Getting anything on this one?
Oh, actually.
Are you?
Not much. There really is no aroma. There is like a faint something. There's a very faint something. I do smell like a very, very, very slight tartness. There's some sort of fruit, but it's not discernible on the nose.
Yeah, I can't even really.
This is literally one of the, like, least aromatic beers I've smelled in a while.
Yeah.
That's weird. Okay. I'm gonna try it.
I'm, like, sticking my nose all the way in the glass. I already smelled my arm.
You already smelled your arm? Hmm. So this one's a lot sweeter than all the other ones.
This one's, like...
It's further on the sweet side.
Not very flavorful either, though. Yeah, maybe I need to rinse.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I'm doing like a super rinse in my mouth.
A super rinse?
Oh, okay. So that helped a little bit, but that just increased my perception of the tartness and the sweetness. And the sweetness,
yeah.
I can't really pull...
It's still just kind of like...
I can't pull a particular flavor. Can you?
No. And for that reason, I just... feel like I can't like it because it just kind of tastes like sugary tart water.
Yeah, it's kind of like I still like I don't dislike it. Like I think it's fine. It's just
no, I dislike it.
Like what are they trying to do? Is kind of how it comes across. Like what's it supposed to be?
But I dislike it for that reason though, because again, like if I'm gonna drink a beer,
I
wanna know and taste something. So two. It's not offensive, so that's why I won't give it a one, but...
Yeah, no.
It's two.
I mean, honestly, I'm between a two and a three, really.
How can you possibly give this a three?
Yeah, okay. It's a two. That's fine. No, you're right.
I mean...
I'm giving it a roll two. So this is the worst one by far, which is really funny because, like, we're giving them almost all different numbers, so, but it's the same base beer.
Yeah.
Which is really interesting. It just kind of shows the variation.
Okay.
So what are you going to guess this one is?
I have, like, no idea.
Okay.
Because I couldn't get anything out of it. I mean, based on the color, because it's pink, I would think there'd be some sort of maybe a berry.
Beer D is Ruby Jammer. It is 4% alcohol. Also, it goes a style ale with sea salt and the addition of... tangerine and grapefruit.
No.
Well, yes, because that's what's on there, but I just don't think it didn't work enough. You know? I don't know.
Not enough.
I don't know if it's the types of tangerines and grapefruits that they used or what, but I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
And then there you go. You just have a different colored can.
Pretty. I like that can the best.
It's like a dark orangish.
I mean, I just like with anything, like when you... bake, cook, do anything with fruit. It's depends on the type of fruit too.
Yeah. But and not just like the variety of it, but also like the quality of it. Or like how it ended up growing, because I'll think to the fact that I eat blackberries a lot. I take them in my lunch and there are ones that I'll eat and they're like super tart. And then there are ones that I eat and they're like super sugary and not tart at all. And there's just this big variation.
And some, like, don't have flavor.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, yeah, no, true. And some of them just have, like, amazing flavor.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's... All right, well, let's move on to the final one. Beer E looks like what?
It's a beautiful, like, reddish...
Yeah.
Reddish orange.
I think this might be the most clear.
It's very clear.
It's super clear. It looks pretty,
and it smells really good.
Whoa! Oh, my gosh, that smells so good. Wow, that smells amazing.
This is definitely berry.
It does smell berry-like. Well, and you can...
I mean, based on the color, too.
Although it could be like hibiscus. Like, hibiscus gives that color.
Yeah, okay, and I feel like I'm getting some floral. I could see maybe some floral. I couldn't say is a blackberry, raspberry, strawberry.
I would agree it smells berry.
It's just berry.
It smells like berry mix, but it smells... Like, going back to the original jammer, it smells very light, it smells very delicate, very refreshing.
Soft.
I don't really smell much of any tartness, though, I will say.
No, it's more sweet. It kind of smells like Kool-Aid, like red Kool-Aid.
Yeah. I would definitely agree with that. Like, it does kind of smell.
In a good way.
Right. It smells like artisanal Kool-Aid.
Like, I feel like now that I'm older, I'm like Kool-Aid barf.
Yeah. Because it's pretty much just sugar. Some flavored sugar for you.
Yeah. This smells good.
Yeah, it smells very good. It is good.
feel like it has some, like, tea characteristics.
Okay. I see where you could be getting that. Tea in the sense that it's almost a little vegetal. Okay. Like, slightly vegetal. It is a delicate flavor. I do feel like the tartness is pretty decent. There's a kind of decent tartness on that, for sure. Do you feel like you taste any specific berry?
No.
Yeah, me neither. It's just kind of like a jam.
I mean, if I had to pick one, I would say raspberry.
Yeah, I could see that. To me, it's just kind of like, seems like a mix of berries. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just like, here's a bunch of tasty berries put into a beer. There is a little sweetness to it, but surprisingly, it's definitely more on the tart side, yeah. I'd say. This one's good. I like that. Okay. Your number, ma'am, on this final beer of the Jammer Pack.
Five.
Okay. I was actually going to say five as well. I like it. So it gives it an overall of five. So this one is the second best, according to what we did. So,
and I would agree with that.
I'll reveal it, and then I'll do a recap of worst to best for the pack. Any guesses?
No.
You think it's a type of jammer?
Yes.
Wouldn't it be funny if it's like, these are all jammers, and then there's one beer that's not?
You're like, yeah, they're all jammers.
That would be actually weird if someone made a pack like that, and it's like, four of one type of beer, and then the fifth one's rando. Okay, so the second best one, Berry Jammer.
Oh, okay.
So you're right. Once again, 4% alcohol. It is a gozo with sea salt, and the fruits added are, where is it? Berry Blend. It just says Berry.
That's all it says? It
just says Berry Blend.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, it just says Berry Blend. Let me see real quick if I can...
No, it doesn't.
Where? Where is
it? Oh, my gosh.
Where?
Cranberry, raspberry, strawberry.
I wasn't looking at the top.
Where were you looking?
In the flavor note description. Because that's what I was getting. Oh, I should have been looking up top. It would have been easier. I didn't have to look. I got all the other ones, though. Did I? Yeah. Okay, so you said, once again, what berries... Sorry. What berries?
Cranberry.
Which is probably where that extra tartness is coming from.
Raspberry and strawberry.
So you got the raspberry. I could taste the strawberry
in
there.
Yeah, I could.
Knowing that it was in there. Like, I knew it was in there, so I could taste that strawberry and the raspberry as well. I had forgotten there was cranberry in there, so I couldn't pick it out. But it makes sense, because that's where that extra... Now, is that your favorite can color? Because that's, like, pink.
It is really pretty.
Like, dark pink.
It's funny, because... I was like, raspberry or strawberry?
Berry mix. So, overall, this pack, how do you feel?
It's good. Yeah.
Yeah, it is good. And we have two more of all these.
I mean, these are all would be great beach beers because they're 4%, super sessionable.
Yep.
They're light. They have a flavor.
Yep. And that's part of the reason I decided to get the pack. First, I was like, oh, this looks really cool and interesting. I want to do this. And then I was like, oh, this would be perfect because Rebecca could potentially pick one of these as her beach beer, although you have a 12-beer tournament coming up.
Oh,
so
Jesus.
Here's just some extra options for you.
I know.
Where you can choose as many options as possible.
Early on when I was picking a beach beer, I just was having one.
Mm-hmm.
And I did that. And then last year I just made that. I mixed my own mix six pack because I was, or plus some.
Well, and here's what you can do from the tournament. You can pick your one beach beer and then you can just also take the rest of what's here as your backups. Because like you said, you don't necessarily just want to have one, right? So these can be your backup beach beers. And then you can pick your big time winner beach beer from the tournament. Or in the end, you can just be like, nothing measured up to the, was it for you? Either the
tropical
or the berry. Yeah, those were your highest.
I mean, or the Rosalie.
Or the Rosalie, which we've had before.
I mean, I think at this point, though, I'm going to have to buy myself the Skinny Koozie.
Yeah, maybe. So let me go ahead and do the recap of what got what. So the worst beer was beer D for us, which was the Ruby Jammer, which was the Goza with tangerine and grapefruit. That one was, that was an overall 2. The second to the bottom was beer B, which got an overall 3.5, which was the Citrus Jammer, which was a Goza with lemon and lime. Then was the regular Jammer, which is just a Goza with coriander and sea salt. Well, they all had sea salt, but with coriander. Then the second best was the Berry Jammer with an overall of 5. And that one, it was the Cranberry Raspberry Strawberry Goza. And the number one, the Tropical Jammer, getting a 5.5 with Goza with mango and pineapple. You know, it's really funny because when I was looking at the beers in there before pouring them, I was thinking the berry was going to be the best hands down.
Hmm.
And surprised to say, I like the tropical one more.
Yeah.
So.
You line them up. The cans are so cool next to each other.
And the colors are great.
Kind of cool that they have the calories, carbs, and protein and everything on the can. So 125 calories.
And then if you put that one on this side, then it's the proper color progression from lighter to darker.
Okay.
It's super cool, right?
Yeah.
Actually, maybe it should be more like that. What do you think? I don't know. They just look awesome lined up. I love it. This is a great pack.
Yeah,
definitely. I'm really excited. So I think more breweries should do stuff like this, where they take one base beer and then they do different things to it and make a pack. Hell, do another 15 pack and do 2 of each of 5 of them. That's amazing. And it's interesting. I do want to tell you at the same time, I was looking at another pack of beer that was by Ithaca Brewing and it was all sours.
Oh.
It was just 4 different sours that they do. And those were all Berliner Weisses, every single one of them with different stuff done to them. So they're kind of doing the same thing. So I just think that's really cool.
Yeah.
So, all right. Successful pack attack.
I think so.
Hopefully we can do some more in the future, but, who knows? These may be going to the beach with us.
I think they are.
Yeah. Good work, 6 Point.
Yeah.
Keep doing it. Oh, and per Rebecca's request, do one of these packs, but with your 4 beans aged in different barrels. Let's do it. Although maybe not a 15 pack for that.
Oh, yeah.
That'd be exorbitantly priced.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Anyway, thank you everyone for checking this out. And until next time.
Keep it brutal.
This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.